Excellent job there by the JCN band. Not a whole lot of numbers, Ken, but they did a pretty good job, and that's what really the life of some of these small-town high schools. But Ken getting his headset back on.
Yes,
there it
that's
is.
What we, and, yeah, the band here is excellent here at Jefferson County North, and you will get the full hearing of them here
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, we set up. We got here about 5 o'clock, and then come to find out, hey, you guys are set up behind the band. You guys want to stay there? Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll get into these starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office System, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. Captain's going to midfield to meet the white hat for the coin toss. But when Opie has the ball, it'll be senior quarterback Ethan Redeker. The tailback is freshman Abbott Bailey. Fullback, sophomore Braden Linneman. The splitback is senior Brody Cole. The wide receiver, sophomore Eli Markowitz. The tight end, sophomore Cade Whitmore, had a big touchdown catch a week ago against the Victory in Central Heights. Tackles are Jaden Curzon, the sophomore, and freshman Isaac Knuth. Guards, seniors Rowdy O'Rear and Braden Fowler. And then the senior center, Thane Schmidt. JCN's defense looks like this. It's an experienced group. Many of these players playing in the loss to Opie 2 years ago when the Opie was victorious 28-0, but it's 5-2 front. Seniors, Zachary Toole, Braden Williams, Elijah Huff, R.B. Tweed, Grant Furman are the down linemen. The backers, Grady and Ethan Knoll. Seniors, the sophomore Will Elias in the secondary, along with senior Cameron Seaver, senior Connor Kearns, and senior Weston Orender. So, like we mentioned, there's a lot of seniors on this bunch for JCN.
Yes, and JCN won the toss, elected to defer, and Opie will be receiving to start the second half. Start the first half.
Remind you guys that those starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office System, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. This is the 32nd appearance for the Opie Eagles in the Acacia playoffs. They're 50-28 all time. JCN in their 26th appearance, they're 11-25 and looking for their first ever sub-state appearance. So obviously these seniors looking to avenge a loss when they were sophomores and looking for history for Winchester and Jefferson County North.
Yes, they are. And one of the things for Opie, my key tonight, you can't commit turnovers in this game because you cannot give Jeff North a shortened field.
Players running out onto the field, and we're about ready to get things underway. It's a north and south field. I'm glad that the time change is in effect, and we're not having to look into the would have been the setting sun. It was awfully bright when we were setting up here this evening. So back deep for the Eagles, it will be Eli Markowitz and Ethan Redeker. And kicking for JCN is Cameron Seaver. Got things teed up at his own 40-yard line. Opie in their road white uniforms, gold pant, good helmet. And we're going to have a whistle blown. So that was over here on the side, Judge. Looks like they'll re-kick, try it again. I don't know what the reasoning for that was. Maybe not everyone was quite set as they should have been. But Opie looking for their 12th Final Four, 11 Final Fours. And if it were not for Centralia, 3 points among those two games in 22 and 2019, they would be looking for their 7th consecutive Final Four appearance. So quite a testament of what Coach Schmidt has built, has really risen this program that was already a well-oiled machine. Times two, a big booming kick's going to bounce at the 10, going to dive. He picked up by Markowitz at his own 6-yard line, looking for a seam. Breaks one tackle before being brought down just past the 25-yard line. So made something out of nothing right there, but a great kick there by Seaver.
The whistle actually helped Jefferson County North because his first kick only went to like the 25.
Jefferson County North in their home green uniforms. It's kind of a lighter green, a white number, a darker green helmet, a black pant. Opie going right to left on your radio dial. I formation for Ethan Redeker under center. One receiver on each number. Takes the snap, going to be a dive taken by Abbott Bailey, going along between the tackle and the guard, pushing his way past the 30-yard line, down to the 31-yard line for a gain of 5. Bailey's come on strong, taking that tailback position. He's the leading rusher, just shy of 500 yards. The Knoll brothers, each just shy of 1,000 yards for JCN when they have the ball.
And Michael got a text from my friend Jim that's at the Waverly game. They are tied at 19 at halftime.
Waverly versus Tescott in the six-man playoffs. Going to be a quarterback keeper by Ethan Redeker. Going to be a gain of 8 and a first down for the Opie Eagles. Student section filling in behind, in front of us, kid, now behind the band.
Yep.
Trying to squeeze everybody in here in front of us. First and 10 for the Eagles at their own 37-yard line, ball in the near hash. Opening drive of this contest, 1 minute gone by. JCN 9-1, Opie 8-2 on the season. Going to be split backs. Under center is Ethan Redeker. Tied in Whitmore here on the right side. Going to be a fullback dive taken by Braden Linneman, and a huge hit by Ethan Knoll. Pops the ball loose. Turnover going to JCN at the 39-yard line. Ken, you mentioned it. You got to take care of the football, and JCN will have excellent field position on their first drive.
Yeah, Michael, especially because this is a chill. It's not cold, but it's a chilly night. It's the first time we've had a chilly game, and so got to hold on to that football.
Ball on the near hash now after the turnover. JCN at the Eagle 39-yard line. They will go spread initially. Grady Knoll at the quarterback position. Kind of a pistol set with Ethan behind him. Knoll takes the snap, looking for an option on the far side. Breaks one tackle at the line of scrimmage before being brought down at the 37-yard line for a gain of 2.
Good job that time by the line, staying home and limiting that to only a couple yards.
This is the fifth all-time meeting between these two teams. Opie won in 21, 28-0. 2017, 7-0, both of those contests coming in the playoffs. And then they met the regular season in 2013 and 2012, Opie winning 49-0 and 34-7 in those contests. Second and 8 now, inside Eagle territory for the Chargers of JCN. Trips over here on the near side for Grady Knoll. He'll take the snap. Going to be a quarterback keeper on the far side, trying to maintain the edge. Opie is unable to do so, but he'll be stopped short of the sticks. We'll bring up third down after a gain of 7.
Yeah, when they're going with that option to the left, you got to take away the outside of it, and they did not that time.
JCN, when they offensively, Grady Knoll at quarterback, Ethan Knoll at tailback. Connor Kearns also at the tailback. Tied in is Calvin Manville. The wide receivers, Cameron Seaver, Carson McAfee. The offensive linemen, Zachary Toole, Elijah Huff, R.B. Tweed, Grant Furman, and Abraham Knoll. Third and short, they need the Eagle 30-yard line for a first down. They're going to go a bunched set, shotgun formation for Knoll. He'll fake it and give it to Connor Kearns. He breaks the tackle before being brought down at the 24-yard line for a gain of 7 and a first down for JCN.
Yeah, that time, just good smash-mouth football that time by JCN going up the middle.
On the far hash, Grady Knoll runs the play in from his head coach, Jeff Schneider. Eagle defense trying to stop this opening drive for JCN that started at the Eagle 39-yard line after the Braden Linneman fumble. Loaded, kind of bunch set. Going to send a man in motion. Knoll takes the snap. Grady with it. Going to be caught at the line of scrimmage. Pushes his way forward. And looks like he's going to get maybe a gain of about 2 on the carry.
I wasn't so sure Ethan Knoll was set when after he came in motion there.
Give him an extra yard. It'll bring up 2nd and 7 for JCN. Just shy of the 20-yard line of the Eagles. Going left to right. Taking their time on offense. Both of these teams ground and pound attacks. 2nd and 7 for JCN. They'll have two receivers here on the near side, one up top. Knoll with Ethan Knoll in the backfield. Shotgun formation, going to be a toss sweep over here on the near side to Ethan Knoll. Go between the tackle and the guard. We'll get down to about the 17-yard line. be short of a first down, but will bring up third and a long three.
That time, Ethan Knoll, Michael, he could have been stopped right there at the line of scrimmage. They actually made contact with him right there at the line of scrimmage, but he powered his way forward for 5 yards.
Knoll appears to be 6'2" and pretty able body, so he's a pretty big back and will run downhill. So it's going to be T formation, or actually a shotgun T formation. Wing set, receiver on each side. They'll send a man in motion right to left. Grady Knoll takes the handoff and be wrapped up short of the sticks, it appears. Be brought down at the 16-yard line. They need the 15, so bring it fourth down for JCN.
And, Michael, I noticed Jaden Curzon got up rather slow for the Eagles.
Actually said no gain on the play, so fourth and two for the Chargers. Can the Eagles stop JCN after they had excellent field position on the Eagles' turnover on their first drive?
Mm-hmm.
Shotgun formation for Grady Knoll. They're going to be hog mollies up front. Who can win the battle on the line of scrimmage? Going to be a handoff taken by Stervins and or Kearns, and he'll have the first down and maybe more.
Number 11, Connor Kearns on a carry.
So it could be a gain of three. Should be enough for first down. And it is. Fresh set of downs at the Eagle 14-yard line now for the Jefferson County North Chargers.
This is the eighth play of the drive already.
Halfway through quarter number one. Opie's had one drive that ended in a fumble, and JCN has gone 25 yards thus far and are now 14 yards away from Pater. Other games in 1A, St. Mary's versus Pittsburgh Colgan, or St. Mary's Colgan, here on the east side. Grady Knoll keeping it. Option quarterback keeper. He'll force his way inside the 10 down to the 8-yard line after a gain of 7.
Gain of 6 on the play.
Call it second and 4 now. Maybe a second and long 4. Inside the 10-yard line. Chargers can smell it. That'd be a big opening sequence of events for JCN to take control of this contest. Grady Knoll pistol set. Receiver on each number. He'll take the snap. Going to be a reverse taken by Kearns, and he'll dance his way into the end zone untouched. JCN strikes first. They lead the Opie Eagles 6-0, 4:51 left to go in the first quarter. An 8-yard touchdown run by Kearns.
Yeah, and there was nobody in the neighborhood.
JCN will go for two. They break their huddle and have the attempt from 2 yards out. Loaded set on the right side. Grady Knoll takes the handoff and is into the end zone. Give them two more points. Can the Eagles respond? 4:51 remaining in the opening quarter. 8-0, they trail JCN. You're listening to Eagle Playoff Football on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM.
Area high school football is brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Jason Hannah Hubert of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, wishing the Opie Eagles good luck in the postseason. They're ready to help you with home buying and listing. And by Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, cattle, and now taking deer by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Area high school football being brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding community for generations. Paul Dean, attorney at law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 620-342-2662 and make the right legal decision. And Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond, located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, across the street from the Chicken House.
Welcome back to JCN. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. JCN strikes first. They lead things 8-0. And Cameron Seaver has it teed up at his 40-yard line. Markowitz and Ethan Redeker awaiting the kick. Booming kick over on the right side. Going to bounce at the 10. Angle its way into the end zone for a touchback. Eagles will have first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. They went three plays on their first drive. Had a first down before a Braden Linneman fumble gave J.C. the ball at the 39-yard line, and they scored from there.
Yeah, and right now Opie needs to get a sustained drive going here and get some points up on the board.
4:51 remaining in the first quarter. Mind you, if you're tuning in for KU basketball against Manhattan, you will have to go to ESPN Plus and watch them on Big 12 Now. I formation for the Eagles. Going to be a quarterback keeper by Ethan Redeker, read perfectly by the lineman up front. Great tackle there by, I believe that was Zachary Toole, but it'll be a 2-yard gain by Ethan Redeker.
Yeah, we need a sustained drive here. Or a quick touchdown. I'll take either one. How about you, Michael?
Yeah, I'll take a quick touchdown, too, but those have been kind of few and far between on this season for the Eagles. I formation for Ethan Redeker. We play action pass, blitz coming. Rolling to his right, trying to escape the pressure. He's got Cade Whitmore on the far sideline, but Whitmore unable to bring the pass down. It'll be incompletion. Bring up 3rd and 8 now. Ball at the Eagle 22-yard line, 4:14 remaining in the first quarter. Dylan Sherwood over on Country 101.7 FM. Chase County trying to avenge an earlier season loss to Caraparaville. Other games going on in our area, Osage City at Nemaha Central, West Elk at Linden, and as we mentioned earlier, Tescott at Waverly. Mm-hmm. Shotgun formation, two receivers on each side. Linneman, the tailback, with Redeker. Bailey will go in motion right to left. Redeker takes a snap. Pressure coming. Pocket collapsing. He's trying to get out of it. Puts it down on the turf. It's recovered. And it'll be a scoop and score by Ethan Knoll. And JCN leads 14-0 early. 4:05 to play. So just a disastrous start for the Eagles.
Yes, it is.
Two turnovers. And JCN has capitalized. That was Ethan Knoll picking that up at the 17-yard line for that 17-yard fumble recovery touchdown.
Yeah, just things are – there could not be a worse start.
So in for the two-point conversion, the offense. Grady Knoll, shotgun formation, could be handoff taken by – Kearns, and he will push his way forward and be stopped short. So 14-0, 4:05 remaining in the first quarter. You're listening to Opie Playoff Football on 1400 KBUE AM.
Opie Playoff Football brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Friends, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
We welcome you back to Winchester. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Opie trailing JCN 14-0. Two turnovers thus far for the Eagles, one being a scoop and score just now by Ethan Knoll, and JCN is rolling early.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like snowballed the last few plays. But now, if you're Opie, get back into it. Get back into running the ball here and smash mouth. You can go, they can take it the length of the field and put some points on and make this a game again. Make this... get right back into it.
Cameron Severs has it teed up. That's pretty pivotal drive upcoming for Opie, or possession for Opie, as the kick will be fielded by Markowitz at the 10-yard line, looking for a seam. He's at the 15, now 25, pushed forward to the 32-yard line. Markowitz taking a pretty good shot, kind of slow to get up, but he is up, but kind of got popped in the back of the helmet. But a good 20-yard return there by the sophomore, Eli Markowitz.
Yeah, build on that. Let's get something. Let's get a couple first downs here.
Ball just shy of the near hash. 3:58 remaining in the opening quarter. Offset tee for the Eagles. Double tight end set, and they put the ball on the ground again. But I think this time, Opie has recovered.
I can tell you, Coach is not happy with them right now, because even despite us sitting here behind the student section, I could hear Chris's voice from the far sideline.
Not how they drew up the game plan this week in practice.
No, I think it's just like, calm down.
Yeah, play within yourselves. That's what Coach Schmidt says all the time. Play within yourselves. You know, you can't get this deficit back in one possession and just one play at a time. Shotgun formation for Redeker, rolling to his right, pressure coming, looking to the flats. Looks like he's got a receiver at the 34-yard line. Looks like that was Breck and McGuire. Or McCure, McGuire. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty distinguished, though.
Yes. Kind of French.
Call it a 6-yard passing play. Bring up 3rd and 6 for the Eagles.
We have all been there.
Trips over here on the near side. Shotgun formation for Redeker and company. Need the 40 for a first down. Rolling to his left. Looking downfield. Loses his footing. Nearly has a knee hit the ground, but recovers. Now rolling to the far sideline. Throws it up the grabs. And it's picked off at the 41-yard line. 3 possessions for the Eagles, 3 turnovers for the Eagles.
And that was just Ethan trying to make a play. You know, you see Patrick Mahomes do it all the time and think that you can do it too. And that time, there must be something though wrong with his cleats too. He's been slipping out there a lot.
He has not been able to get a good fitting. The field is in pretty good shape this late in the season. JCN played at Centralia last week. But 39-yard line for the JCN inside Eagle territory where they started their opening drive. But they've been successful so far. 2:23 remaining in the first quarter. JCN leads Opie 14-0. Shotgun snap taking by Grady Nola. He will launch, looking for a receiver downfield. Brings it in. No, he does not. Oh, my goodness. If he would have brought that in, Kenny had it. When he came down, that was Ethan Nola. Nearly with the reception, that would have been one of the better catches I would have seen in high school football.
And I like going. They were going for the throat there. They were going for the big play.
Nola on the season does have nearly 1,000 yards passing, 11 touchdowns. So nearly 1,000 for Grady Nola.
Mm-hmm.
But the incompletion brings up 2nd and 10. 2 receivers here on the near side. Shotgun formation for Nola and JCN. Connor Seaver will go in motion right to left. Handoff taken by Ethan Nola. No gain on the play. And we'll bring up 3rd and 10.
A chance for the Eagles to put a stop here and get the ball back.
Big, big, big defensive series. Even if you're JCN, it might not be 2-down territory with a 2-point or 2-possession lead.
Mm-hmm.
But JCN, 3rd and 10 at the Eagle 39-yard line. 1:40 in counting here in the first quarter. They lead Opie 14-0. Lone set for Nola in a shotgun formation. Trips over here on the near side. 2-step drop. Plenty of time. Pocket now starting to collapse. He rolls to his left. Throws it up for grabs. And will be batted down. Both look like that was Ethan Redeker and Connor Kearns going up for it. But Redeker able to get a paw in it and knocking it down, bringing it 4th down.
Well, that's one of those plays that if it's picked off and OP picks it off at the 1, you've done better than probably this punt will be.
We'll see if it is a punt. 4th and 10 at the Eagle 39-yard line. Clock stopped at 1:25. They come spring out of their huddle. They're going to go for it. Lone set for Ethan Nola, but watch for a quick kick. Takes a snap. There it is. Quick kick. Angling over and is going to die at the 2-yard line before being batted back and be down by JCN at the 5.
Man, nice call. A nice punt.
They could not have drawn that up any better for a quick kick.
No.
Coach Mike Plunkett, the previous coach of the Eagles, would be very proud with that quick kick. We practiced that quite a bit back in the day, Ken.
Oh, yeah.
But hopefully for the Eagles, they have a sustained drive this time.
Yes.
Or at least a non-turnover. They would take a punt after their 3 turnovers thus far. Dive taken by Bailey, powers his way to the 9-yard line, gain of 4 on the play.
And that's kind of been a shock to me, is that they've came out passing the ball as much as they have. And this ought to be a time for Bailey to just lower his shoulder and get some yards.
Uh, 60 seconds remaining. Sorry about that. 14-0, our score. Kind of had a glitch. Glitch in the universe right there. Second and 6 for the Eagles. Going to spread them out. Two receivers on each side. Bailey going in motion right to left. Redeker takes the snap. Looks like some confusion in the backfield, but Linneman takes the handoff, but loses yards. Loss of 3, and it'll be 3rd and long for the Eagles.
And I bet you that's the last play of the...
Might be the last one. They've got 20 seconds on the clock.
You're not like you're worried about punting with the wind at your back.
Yeah, this beautiful night tonight. Of course, once the sun has gone down, it has gotten a little chilly, but a beautiful night here in November. But yes, that will indeed end the first quarter. JCN leads the OP Eagles 14-0. You're listening to Opie Playoff Football on 1400 AM at 96.9 FM.
Area High School Football is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. Open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 620-475-3386. By Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Hague Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hague Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue, Emporia.
Area High School Football being brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. The city of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. And B&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
We welcome you back to Winchester, Kansas, Jefferson County North. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen, JCN. A perfect start to the first quarter.
Yes,
the exact opposite for the Opie Eagles. They had 3 turnovers in that helped JCN get to that 14-0 lead. Did force a punt on the previous drive for JCN, but Opie now faced with 3rd and long from their own 6-yard line.
Yeah, and what do? I mean, your passing game last time you threw a pass that got intercepted. I do trust Ethan Redeker maybe in a rollout to try to take off and get some yards if he needs to.
But JCN has excellent speed in their back, in basically their linebacker and secondary, so really limits the scrambling ability of Ethan Redeker. Going to be trips over to the left side, shotgun formation for Redeker. Takes the snap. Good pocket protection, throws it over on the far sideline, overshoots the receiver of Eli Markowitz, and will bring up 4th down. Other games in the area, Osage City, Nemaha Central. St. Mary's Colgan at St. Mary's. Other games on the west side in the 1A bracket, Conway Springs at Marion, Medicine Lodge at Valley Heights. An 8-man in the area, West Elk versus Linden. Care Paravel at Chase County on Country 101.7 FM, and then Teskett at Waverly. Braden Fowler in the punt. Probably the only time he has punted inside his end zone all season long. He's going to have a booming kick going to be fielded by Kearns. Takes a bounce, but he recovers at his at the Eagle 40-yard line. Reverses field, trying to look for a block. He's at the 35-30. Now deep inside Eagle territory before being brought down just shy of the 20-yard line. Excellent return by Connor Kearns. At the touchdown earlier on, the first touchdown for Jefferson County North, and really sets them up with excellent field position. Again, they have started every single drive inside Eagle territory. Their worst starting field position at the 39-yard line.
And that time, it's kind of the way the night's gone. He drops the punt and picks it up and scrambles for 20 yards.
JCN looking to end their 14-0 lead. Opening moments of the second quarter. Looking for their first ever sub-state appearance in program history. Shotgun formation for Grady Knoll. Double tight end set. Kind of bobbles the snap. Rolling to his right, trying to make something out of nothing. We'll maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. Before being brought down by Isaac Miller and a host of other Eagles.
Yeah, and did get a score. Dylan texted me a little bit ago. 6-0 Chase County early in the first.
Knew that was going to be a much closer contest than a few weeks ago when Caraparavale handily gave Chase County a loss, and that was right after they'd lost to Linden. So kind of didn't really anticipate that big of a letdown, but definitely that close loss to Linden affected Chase County that night.
And that's kind of when the state all of a sudden started paying attention to Caraparavale.
Absolutely. Second and 11 now after the kind of botched snap. We're going to have a timeout, I believe, taken by Jeff Schneider. That'll be his first of the first half, and they'll look to revisit or take a look at the play call. They're leading Opie 14-0. 10:52 remaining in this second quarter. They're faced with a second and 10 at the Eagle 22-yard line. We'll stay right here with you.
No.
As we mentioned, JCN looking for their first ever Final Four appearance. They're 11-25 in 25 appearances in the playoffs. Last time they were in the round of eight came in 2017 when they lost to the Opie Eagles 7-0. That game was an Opie. I dressed Kaufman up in Cassie's hoodie from that year, from that 2017, hoping for a good omen. It's been anything but that so far for the Eagles. Three turnovers, two fumbles, one interception, leading to the 14-0 deficit and lead for Jefferson County North.
This is such a huge defensive stand here for the Eagles. If they can hold them, keep them out of the end zone here and still try to give them momentum despite all the bad field position that they've given
them. Shotgun formation for Grady Knoll. Is going to have a quick pass over on the near side. Caught by Will Elias, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at the 11-yard line, close to the sticks, maybe beyond it. We'll see where the spot is. Call it a gain of 9.5, and it'll bring up third down.
Yeah, they're going to bring in the measurement.
Oh, they're going to measure it. I thought they saw third down on the dial of down over on the far sideline. But that's a lengthy run for the Chain Gang.
Yeah.
Opposite side of the field.
It's like, oh, man.
Getting their workout.
Hey, on a cool night, though, they might want to be warmed
absolutely
up.
Absolutely. They're going to stretch it out. Looks like it's beyond from our vantage point over here on the opposite 40-yard line. And first down, JCN. Yep. Call it a pass of 10. It's their third first down of the evening. And it'll be first and 10 from the Eagle 11-yard line. Jefferson County North leading Opie 14-0. 10:46 remaining in the half. Chargers break their huddle. Two receivers up top, Grady Knoll and Ethan Knoll in a shotgun formation. Grady Knoll takes the handoff, hands it off to Ethan Knoll, powers behind his line, still on his feet before being brought down at the just shy of the 5-yard line for a gain of 5.
And Michael, a quick update from Cottonwood Falls. After one, Caraparavale 14, Chase County 6.
Second and 5 for JCN. Lone set for Ethan Knoll hands it off, or Grady Knoll hands it off to Ethan Knoll. He scampers into the end zone, but there is a flag at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those, he scored a...
Yeah. Indication is holding against JCN. Ball's at the, or the infraction was at the line of scrimmage, so it'll push them back to their own, or to the Eagles' 16-yard line. First penalty against JCN on the evening. Still second down. We'll push it to second and 14.
All right, now this is some positive things here for the Eagles.
Eagles have to capitalize on this. 10-14 and counting here in the second quarter. JCN in Eagle territory looking to add to their 14-0 lead. Two receivers up top. Grady Knoll sends a man in motion. That's Manville. Knoll dropping back to pass, has a receiver at the goal line. It's completed, but just shy of a touchdown. Calvin Manville with the reception, and I believe that'll be a first down for a gain. Actually, call it a gain of about 14, but just shy of a first down.
Mm-hmm. That was a real nice catch by Manville. Sliding in there.
Yeah, going away from his body?
Yeah. Sky Moore needs to look at that.
Yeah, and then some. Jonathan Baldwin 2.0. Third and short for JCN. 3 minutes gone by. Just knocking on the door for touchdown number three. Well, they hustle up to the line. Play clock's at 5 seconds. And they're going to have a timeout, I believe, taken by Jeff Schneider. That's going to be his second. We'll take a quick 30-second break with him. Third and short from the Eagle 3-yard line. JCN looking to add to their 14-0 lead.
Opie Playoff Football brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And by All-Star Rental and U-Haul north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your DIY projects.
Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. 9 minutes remaining in the first half. JCN knocking on the door after they lead things 14-0, but faced with a third and short from the Eagle 3-yard line.
Yeah, got to come up.
But they have had excellent field position all game long, aided by three turnovers by the Eagles.
Very un-Eagle-like.
Uncharacteristic for sure, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Third and short. Wing set for Ethan Knoll send, or Grady Knoll send Carter Calvin Manville in motion, but Grady Knoll will with a quarterback keeper from 3 yards out. JCN leads 20-0, 8:56 remaining in the second quarter.
Not much to do, you could do on that one. And
so they just went right up between the guard and tackle. And they've got an experienced offensive line. That they've got four seniors, one junior, and those four seniors played in that playoff loss to Opie 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
20-0, looking for the two-point conversion, the Chargers. Shotgun formation, Grady Knoll, two-step drop, blitz coming, throws it up for grabs, and it's going to be brought down. Good job there. Trying to see who the number was, but caught Colton Redeker on the opposite side. Looked like that was Cameron Seaver with the reception. But JCN now leads 22-0, 8:56 remaining in the half.
Area high school football being brought to you by Boone Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agents Brian Fillinger and Dylan Redeker. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. and GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
We welcome you back to Winchester, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. It's been all Jefferson County North in this one. They lead the Opie Eagles 22-0. 8:56 left to go in the second quarter.
Well, again, we got to start it out for one play at a time. Try to get a sustained drive here. Maybe drive it in and get a score. Can't go in the panic mode just yet. But you need to make at least make sure next time JCN gets the ball, it's on their end of the field.
So they need to show some sort of life in this one, and it's been anything but that. They did have a first down on their opening drive, but a fumble on the next play, and it's just been all JCN from there. And it's going to be a muffed kind of angling kick over here on the near sideline, nearly fumbled by the Eagles, but they fall on top of it. We'll start at their own 30.
Yeah, let's go down, get some points here, and it's a new ball game.
Remind you guys, if you can't listen to the game, follow along at KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter or go to Facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. Brought to you by Brian Fillinger at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Ball in the near hash. Going to be I formation for Ethan Redeker, receiver on each number. JCN stacking nine guys in the box, and it pays fruition, and pushing, I believe that's Ethan Redeker back after a loss of four.
Again, though, it looked like the miscommunication, like he went to make a handoff and ran into the back.
Of course, Isaac Miller still dealing with a knee injury, usually at the fullback position. Dexton Holting went down with an ACL injury, week number three. Blake Skowski out with an ACL injury. Dalton Mayer, the senior, also out with an injury. So a lot of those guys for Opie that played in that game 2 years ago are injured.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys that played for JCN are making pivotal plays here tonight. Redeker rolling out to his left, trying to find a receiver on the far sideline, trying to find Eli Markowitz. And it goes through his hands. It will bring up third and long.
And that time Ethan had a little bit too much heat on that thing. But their first down plays have just gotten them behind the sticks right off the bat.
Yeah, basically makes it passing distance on second down, and now brings up third and 13 from their own 27-yard line. Trailing things 22-0, 8:05 left to go in the first quarter. Eagles trying to kickstart the offense. Spread formation, Redeker plenty of time to throw, rolling to his left now, pocket collapsing, angling over the far sideline, gets it off before he steps out of bounds, but pass is thrown well out of bounds and incomplete. Eagles will have to punt. But yeah, it has just been disastrous. They got an opening first down, which was at the JCN 37-yard line, and then a fumble by Lindemann. And then a quick score by JCN, and then a scoop and score on the next play for the Eagles on offense, and then an interception on that third drive.
Mm-hmm.
Disastrous, disastrous start. And got some confusion on the guys on the punt team as Braden Fowler awaiting the snap. JCN looking to bring some guys, trying to get a hand on it. Fowler angling the kick away. Going to be fielded by Kearns at his own 45 inside Eagle territory now before being brought down at the 42-yard line. And that will be the worst starting field position for JCN of the night.
Yeah.
Eagle defense has to find something somewhere to try and stop JCN. Opie trails 22-0, 7:47 left to go in the first half. Every single one of JCN drives have started inside Eagle territory.
Hey, you can get a scoop and score.
Yeah, turn the favor. Chargers break their huddle. Trips on the far side. Shotgun formation. Grady Noel and Ethan. Noel in the backfield. Noel send Calvin Manville in motion right to left. A handoff taken by Ethan Noel. Going, following that in motion, tight end, forcing his way down to the 36-yard line for a gain of five. Punishing back.
Yeah. And I think this is the game, like you said, Michael, where all the injuries are showing up.
Absolutely. And it's an experienced JCN team. This team probably had Opie circled. They had Centralia circled. Teams that they have come up short over the years and trying to extend already in a historic season. 7 minutes remaining now in the first half. Shotgun formation for Grady Knoll. He'll be a quarterback keeper. Big space, and he will scamper into the end zone. 35-yard score for Grady Knoll, and JCN leads 28-0. 6:59 left to go in the half.
Yeah, that was just a – that hole was gaping there that time, and Grady Knoll just, with a burst of speed, got in there and got the touchdown.
So, Ken, a lot of ball game left to play, but this has got some similarities to the 2018 state championship game against Smith Center, where Opie lost 59-0. Mm-hmm. But on that team, there was a very strong nucleus of freshmen and sophomores that took that loss to heart and became back-to-back state champions as Grady Knoll scampers in for two more points. Eagles trail JCN 30-0, 6:59 left to go in the half.
Opie Playoff Football brought to you by Kansas Sleep Solutions. Dr. Kohlmeyer with Kansas Sleep Solutions is here to help you get the quality sleep you deserve. Check them out at sleepsolutionsks.com. By Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. And by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities.
Area High School Football is brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Jace and Hannah Hubert of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, wishing the Opie Eagles good luck in the postseason. They're ready to help you with home buying and listing. And by Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, cattle, and now taking deer by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Michael Deaker alongside Ken Hansen, 6:59 remaining. It's been all Jefferson County North in this one. They lead Opie 30-0 after the 35-yard touchdown run by their senior quarterback, Grady Knoll.
Yeah, and I think you're just seeing they're just beating every Opie in every position right now.
Kickoff by Seavers, going to be fielded by Markowitz at his own 15-yard line, looking for a seam before getting tattooed at the 33-yard line. So a good return there by Eli, but paid a price for it. But Knoll, with that run, went over 1,000 yards on the season.
And surprisingly, this is the end where the Eagles, their defense has given it all they could. But when your offense is giving them the ball within the 40-yard line, it's hard to keep people out of the end zone.
They'll go I formation at their own 33-yard line. Going to be a play action, actually screen pass over on the far sideline by Abbott Bailey. He's got a first down before being brought down at the 45-yard line for a gain of 12. That's the Eagles' second first down of the ball game, and they have some life.
Yeah.
A glimmer of life. Reset the down or reset the chains at the Eagle 45-yard line. Ball on the far hash. Going to be a loaded shotgun set. Isaac Miller in at fullback. Redeker taking the handoff or taking the snap and going to be a quarterback keeper. Pushing just shy of midfield for a gain of four.
See, when you get that first down, when you get 4 yards, 5 yards on first down, it just frees up so much more for you to do.
Eagles looking for first time being inside JCN territory. The ball is at the 48, halfway through quarter number two. Eagles trail JCN 30-0. Double tight end set. Redeker initially went under center. We'll now go back to that loaded shotgun formation. Fumbles the snap, and he'll just have to recover it. So good play, and a shot in the foot.
Yeah.
Fumble, and we'll push him back to third and 12 after the loss of six.
They just cannot hang on to the football tonight.
They need the Charger 45 for a first down. Eagles with three turnovers thus far and have put the ball on the ground or at least fumbled it around in their hands multiple times. Lone set for Ethan Redeker. Trips over here on the near side. Two-step drop. Pocket collapsing but holds. Got a receiver downfield and he unable to bring it in is Eli Markowitz. And it'll bring up fourth down.
And I know Coach wants to go for it here, but I think you got a punt.
Momentum is on JC inside, and Opie is just reeling at this point.
Yeah.
5:05 remaining in the half. They trail 30-0, and Braden Fowler back out there to punt. But a good punt here could flip the field and let the defense actually have some room to go to work. Good snap, and the punt is away by Fowler. Gets kind of hung up at the air before bouncing at the 30. He's going to get helped out with an illegal block in the back. Ethan Redeker got just hit in between the shoulder pads on the backside at the 32-yard line. So the punt actually goes out of bounds at the 30-yard line, I believe. So good punt by Fowler.
Yeah, and a block, if you're JCN, you're going, you blocked in the back on a punt that went out of bounds.
Yeah, and it wasn't even, the ball was just starting to come down from its apex coming on down.
And probably 15 to 20 yards away from him.
Yeah, absolutely, nowhere close. So that'll push JCN back to the 20-yard line after the penalty is marked off. .503 remaining in this first half. JCN looking to add to their 30-0 lead.
Yeah, but they're going to have to go the length of the field to do it for the first time.
Yeah.
This would probably double their
absolutely. Shotgun formation for Grady Noll. It will send a man in motion. That's Kearns. He'll take the handoff out of the backfield, be tripped up at the line of scrimmage, but pushes his way forward for a gain of one.
I think we're all just shocked at this performance. But it's also showing Jeff North is good.
Absolutely they are. They're a poised team. They were kind of a dark horse heading into this season. Had a good season last year before falling to Centralia in the round of 16. Of course, Centralia defeated Opie 8-7 before losing to eventual state champion St. Mary's in last year's playoffs. So lone set for Grady Noll. Second and 9 at their own 21-yard line. Kearns goes in motion again. It's going to be a quarterback keeper by Grady Noll. Be met initially in the backfield by Rowdy O'Rear before being brought down at the 22-yard line for a gain of 1.
Good job by Rowdy getting up there, forcing Noll to go up to the inside of that pocket.
Third and 8 for JCN, and that's probably their largest the down distance of the evening.
Uh-huh. Did it? Yeah, it's just been dominance. Really, I want to say dominance by the JCN defense, even more so than the offense. The offense has taken advantage of the field position created by the defense.
Lone set for Grady Noll. They need the Charger 30 to keep the drive alive. Rolling to his right, looking downfield. Got a receiver, but unable to look there. It's Calvin Manville did not look back for the play. And it'll fall incomplete, and Eagles force a punt.
There was somebody wanting the flag thrown, and I'm like, come on. Neither one of them were looking at
yeah,
the
there
ball.
Was the, I think it was Ethan Redeker in coverage trying to man two guys. He was two Chargers were at the 50, but Ethan Redeker, fortunately for the Eagles, was right there, and the Chargers were not looking for the pass. Good snap, and the punt is away. by Severs and will angle out of bounds at the 45-yard line in JCN territory. So best starting field position and the furthest. The Eagles have gotten this side of the 50 all night long. They must take advantage. 3:23 remaining in the half. They trail JCN 30-0.
I think Coach was a little upset at Colton Redeker. He was over by that ball when it was slowing down and then slipped. Almost touched the football.
First and 10 for the Eagles at the Charger 45-yard line. Ball on the far hash. They break their huddle. Going to be an I formation. Actually not. It's going to be a split back shotgun formation for Ethan Redeker. Receiver on each side. A bit more of the tight end here on the near side. Two-step drop for Redeker. Pocket collapsing. He's rolling to his right. He's got a receiver in the flats. Isaac Miller unable to come up with it, but Grady Knoll does. And it'll be the fourth turnover of the evening for the Eagles. Second interception by Ethan Redeker. And good field position was short-lived.
Yes.
And they turn it over at the 42-yard line. Four turnovers in the ball game. Have not said that, I think, ever for an Opie football game.
Yeah.
3:16 left on this first half clock. Chargers break their huddle with the momentum meter bouncing full bore ahead. There's going to be a reverse taken by Kearns, and he'll be brought down just past the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Yeah, Kearns almost got tackled by his own lineman, Elijah Huff. Elijah kind of tripped him up.
So brings up second and 10 for Jefferson County North. Chargers break their huddle. Going to be two receivers up top, one here on the near side. Manville, the tight end, most likely going in motion. He does not. It's going to be a two-step drop by Knoll, looking on the far sidelines. Got a receiver there. Comes up for the reception. That is Connor Kearns inside Eagle territory at the 35-yard line for a gain of 23.
Yeah, this is just a show being put on by Jeff North tonight.
First and 10 for JCN at the Eagle 35-yard line. Still plenty of time left on this first half clock. 2:15 and counting for JCN. Knoll shotgun formation. Takes the snap. Two-step drop. Pressure coming, and Isaac Miller will get a sack. Actually, that's Rowdy O'Rear. Lone bright spot in this one for the Eagles. It'll be a loss of 10 on the play.
Yeah, nice job by Rowdy that time, and then getting in there and just wrapping up Grady Knoll. Doesn't let him get a chance to get away.
1:44 remaining now. Second and long for JCN. Knoll dropping back the pass, looking downfield. Pressure coming from the Eagles, making him roll to his right. He's got a receiver downfield. Does he bring it in? No, he does not. It'll fall incomplete. Kearns was trying to, or actually that was Connor Seaver. So it'll fall incomplete and bring up third and long.
And now one other thing too, Michael, is Jeff North gets the ball to start the second half. So we got to keep him out of the end zone here.
JC and deferred after winning the coin toss. Third and 18 from the Eagle 43-yard line for Jefferson County North. Shotgun formation trips over here on the near side. One receiver up top. Eagles show pressure. Pre-snap. Going to be a screen over here on the near side. Batted down by Cale Weekly. Read that perfectly out of the defensive end position.
Cale could have had a pick six on there, but
yeah, that's he had wide open distance.
That's why he's on the line.
Bat it down. But Cale's doing an excellent job.
Yes.
Coming in with those injuries and has really played well in that five-man front by Terry Smith. So Will Elias in the punt for JCN. Good snap. And the punt is away, angling over to the far sideline, coming up to try and get it. But elects to let it go as Eli Markowitz, and it'll be downed at the 10-yard line of Opie. 70 seconds remains here in the first half. Opie is just looking to get to halftime and to regroup, trailing things 30 to nothing. Four first-half turnovers.
Yeah, and I think right now, I think with them only having one timeout, let's just run the ball. And go to halftime.
I believe Opie does have all three timeouts. Jefferson County North has the one, I think. But I believe Opie's just going to, like you said, Ken, probably just going to go I formation. They're just going to try and run this first half out. Handoff taken by Bailey. Goes in between the center and the guard for a game of about three.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of Abbott Bailey at all tonight.
Three carries, 12 yards. Does have a reception for 12 yards. But, yeah, he has been limited. Actually, they call that a gain of five.
Mm-hmm.
So 14 rushing yards.
Why would I say no?
40 seconds remaining in this first half. Now the Long Bionicle Pies, a halftime show upcoming. Tally our stats, get some scores from around the area. I formation, going to be a fullback dive taken by Braden Linneman, I believe, for about 2 yards. Brings up third and three, and that might be the last play of the half. 7 seconds and counting. And no play coming on from the sideline. So JCN leads Opie 30 to nothing at the half. And we'll get into the Longbond Auto Plaza halftime show. As we mentioned, have stats and analysis and more. But you're listening to Opie Playoff Football on 1400 AM at 96.9 FM.